Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, a new wrestler is rumoured to have left AEW.
More AEW departures may have already happened.
We've got a big update on the WWE status of Sasha Banks and Naomi.
And a WWE star has been involved in a serious car crash. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Well, let's kick things off by talking about Allen Angels. Allen Angels, there's a lot of speculation on this man's AEW status going around, and we should stress that it is speculation. There's not confirmation that he has left AEW or anything as of yet, but we've got a few signs that point in that direction that have led to a bunch of people going, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Basically, yesterday, Mr. Angels, Allen,
five
Dark Order member,
yeah.
24 years old, very talented guy, tweeted, excited for what's next. Now, this was accompanied by him blacking out his profile picture on Twitter, removing references to the company as well. AEW Wrestler was explicitly in there before. It's no longer in there. Now we've just got a booking email. He does still have a banner image. Is that what they're called? The one?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, one of them with the entire Dark Order, including the late Brody Lee. Still got that up there. But this has obviously gotten people talking. Now, I believe Angel's last match for AEW was taped on like the 11th of June. It's a pure rules match for Dark against Daniel Garcia. He'd been kind of a peripheral figure on television for a while. I mean, you know, when you look at the Dark Order, the bigger name people in that group, he was probably not quite on the level of an Evil Uno or a Stu. Grayson's gone now as well, of course.
In the pecking order, he's.
But I think a talented professional wrestler, still 24 years old. Look, if he has left AEW at 24 years old, he has lots and lots of time to reinvent himself and maybe pick up a contract from another major promotion later down the line. He'd been working for... I'm speaking as if he's definitely gone. If he is gone, he had been working for the promotion since April 2020. He had a squash defeat to Lance Archer. He then had that six-minute match with Kenny Omega. Remember the
one
that killed wrestling, according to... weird
what a load of
people
bollocks
on,
that was.
On the internet.
The reaction, by the way, not the match.
Yeah, and it was particularly wild. Just an insane response to that. But yeah, I've always thought Allen is a really, really good wrestler. I'd be sad to see him go. But, signs are maybe pointing in that direction at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've become more and more used to this. Like you say, not releases, but, you know, people's contracts simply expiring and then going their separate ways with AEW. Like you say, the door is presumably not closed to return if it is the fact that he's left. Like you say, we don't know officially whether or not that is the case. But best of luck to him. We'll keep an eye out for him because he's, like you say, very talented and no doubt will be popping up everywhere if he's even gone from AEW, like you say. But we'll keep you posted on any developments with that. One thing we do know, according to Fightful Select, no crap, just Sap, Sean Ross Sap of Fightful Select, as that there may have been more AEW departures. Fightful Select reporting that several per appearance deals. If they bring their parents, they get to wrestle, apparently. Or several per appearance deals, is what I probably should have said, have expired in 2022 without going public, basically. Sort of more under the radar is how they describe it. Similar to the likes of Marco Stunt, Jack Evans, Joey Janela, etc. Now, we don't have names, and we sure as hell aren't going to speculate on those names, but it is, like I said earlier, probably just another one of those cases of someone signed either in 2019 or 2020 for a couple of years, and then it's just become maybe not an agreement, but it's just come to the case where at a certain date their contract runs out and it's not been renewed.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't renew absolutely every single person when their contract comes to an end. And, like, I know you're fighting a losing battle and you wade into this conversation because mostly it's not argued in particularly good faith, but I'm gonna do it anyway.
Good luck, brother.
There is a huge difference between somebody leaving at the end of their obliged agreement, at the end of their contract, and somebody being outright released, like, say, 2 years into a five-year deal. It's day and night. And, again, it's, I don't know why I bring this up, because the people who have decided it's the same thing will never be swayed, but, you know, we should stress that.
Yeah, if you've got a job and they say your job runs to Christmas next year, right, and by, I don't know, mid-November next year, you've not heard anything. I don't really like the whole ghosting aspect of it, but that's a separate conversation.
Yes, definitely.
If you've not heard anything by mid-November, one could assume probably that your contract's going to run out and maybe you should look for new work in 2024, for example.
Sure.
But if someone says, Andy, you're going to be employed till Christmas next year, and then next week they go, right, piss off, mate, you're not getting paid anymore. Yes, they get a severance package or whatever you call it, the 90-day, that, but there's like a year and a half of guaranteed wages there that have just gone up in smoke.
100%, 100%.
But yeah, the comment section is going to be fun, isn't it?
Yeah, sure is. Speaking of the comment section being fun, let's talk about Sasha Banks.
Oh, good.
That's weird, isn't it? Like, as soon as, talk of her maybe leaving WWE occurred, she was never that good anyway. Nonsense, complete nonsense.
Yes.
But anyway, we got an update on the situation with Sasha Banks and Naomi. And it's very confusing. If you thought this was confusing before, let me talk about two conflicting reports. Why not? We've already had plenty of them.
Oh, joy.
So, PW Insider's Mike Johnson came through with an update on the duo last night, stating that Sasha Banks and Naomi are still listed internally on the company's roster, right? So this was misinterpreted by a lot of people as they'd been taken off and re-added, which led to a bunch of folk going, oh, they must be coming back. No, their status hasn't changed.
No.
Like, they've just stayed on it throughout internally, despite their suspension, despite the Raw walkout, despite being stripped of the Women's Tag Team Championships, despite being over off TV for like a month and a half now.
Has it been that long?
And in this report, Johnson explicitly states that neither have been officially released. Now, it was mid-June when Raj Giri of Wrestling Inc. came through and broke the news that he had learned that Sasha had been released. Raj actually tweeted again last night, maybe in response to this Mike Johnson report coming out, saying, here's what I know about Sasha Banks. She was released on June 10th, and it came from Erica Schreiber, who's the vice president in WWE. When he says, it came from, that means not that he's burning his source.
I thought for a split second,
Yeah, but that perhaps Schreiber passed on the word. As for why WWE has not said anything or removed her, the rumor is that leadership is trying to smooth things over. Now, we should point out as well that some other outlets have corroborated Raj's original report, WrestleQuotes, and others have, like Fightful, have stated that people we've spoken to haven't denied it. I believe Dave Meltzer reported shortly afterwards that it was something that they were working on but hadn't been confirmed. WWE have obviously not mentioned it at all. Well, this is just, it's a big ball of muddled stuff, and I don't know how to unpack it anymore.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I'm also quite torn on it. Like, there's this thing inside of me that I always kind of hope for the best. So there's a little bit of me. Obviously, I would love to see what Sasha and Naomi could do elsewhere. Obviously, AEW is the most obvious place, you would assume.
Sure.
But there's also a little bit of me that's like, I want them to stick around and really prove a point in WWE. And when I say I want them to stick around, I'm not saying this is on them.
Yeah.
I'm saying if it gets sorted out, I'd love for them to come back and either genuinely get WWE to realise that they need to put some, money and effort into this women's tag team division, not just go, you be a team, blah, 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 or just recognise the talent that they've got individually in the performers Sasha and Naomi. So you know what? I'm going to go with Carmella gets attacked by Bayley, who then gets attacked by Naomi, who then gets attacked by Sasha, who then fights Bianca Belair on Saturday Money in the Bank, because who bloody knows the way this world's going at the moment?
Predictions and fantasy booking are fun. Like, the thing with Sasha that always blows my mind here, right, with all of this stuff, is that how do you push and promote people? How do you decide who to spotlight? How do you decide who to get behind? The people who are attracting interest to your company, the people who are draws, the
really
people
easy,
who are
pulling
the ratings. It's really simple. And Sasha Banks, for the longest period, was one of the, if not the biggest needle mover in the entire company. If you go back and you look at her numbers, I haven't done this in a few months now, so you know maybe the situation has changed a bit, but she is continually one of the people moving those quarter hours in the right direction. Her name always features on those little rating spikes graphs. There was a point early in his run on top of the brand where she was a bigger TV draw than Roman Reigns in terms of the difference she was making. Maybe that's not the case anymore, but it's baffling to me that you wouldn't make her just like a female Roman Reigns centerpiece. But
one of the few good things about the Women's Royal Rumble, one of the few good things about the Royal Rumble pay-per-view premium live event this year.
Good this year, was it?
New. But yeah, WWE should move heaven and earth to get these two back if there is still a chance there. And like you say, with what happened with Mustafa Ali, anything's possible, to be honest.
The Ultimate Warrior came back. You can never rule anything out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, some darker news to fill you in on now. With an injury and a justification for someone missing Monday Night Raw this week. That is Dana Brooke, former 24/7 champion. Dana Brooke was missing from this week's Raw due to a, quote, bad car accident. Now, the good news is she is doing good and anticipates returning to TV in no time. She tweeted, "Much love to the WWE Universe for the support and love standing up for me. The reason why I was not on Raw last night was because I got into a bad car accident in the past week. I'm doing good. We'll be back in no time. I really appreciate the love and couldn't ask for better fan support." So, worrying news, but reassurance in terms of the fact she hopefully will be back soon. We wish her well in a recovery. And, always worrying and scary to read stuff like this, but thankfully it seems that it's not as bad as first feared.
Yeah, for sure. Good to hear that she's seemingly doing well. It's the kind of story that when you see the headline, you go, oh, gee whiz, this sounds rubbish. And I hope no one was hurt badly in the accident. Hope that everyone walked away unscathed. Yeah, just all the best to Dana for her recovery.
Yeah, well, soon, Dana.
You know, she's currently the second longest reigning 24/7 champion in history. R-Truth is obviously number one with like 450 days or something. She's on like 200.
And do you know who she learned that skill from? The inaugural 24/7 champion. Titus! Well, you ain't! It's been a while since I've done that.
Yeah, there you go. It's not really on TV anymore, is he?
He's just a brilliant ambassador for the company.
Being a nice
what a
man.
Life.
Nice human being.
Top guy. You ever want to chat, Titus? You know where we are. We'd love to interview you. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWWE, of course, you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from John Harrison. He says, "Good morning, chaps. Assuming the match is going to be Mox versus Punk at All Out." Still my beating heart. Do you think MJF is going to cost Punk the victory, destroying the heartwarming moment? Have a great day, boys. You have a great day too, John. What do you reckon?
Ooh, interesting. I wonder if the character dynamic between MJF and CM Punk might actually flip a little bit following recent events, because a big part of MJF's diatribes heading into their matches was talking about Punk taking his ball and going home and all of that stuff. And, you know, that's I hate the term taking the ball and going home unless it's like, you know, worked in as part of a program like this, because it's often anti-worker. But perhaps from this situation, the character of MJF will be able to see where Punk was coming from in 2014 a little bit more, and 2011 when he did the pipe bomb, and MJF did his own pipe bomb the other week. So I don't know if we're going to see that level of disdain between them anymore. I think your fantasy booking is on the money, John. But I wonder if maybe we're heading to something a bit closer between those guys.
Look, you know my opinions on MJF. He is the voice of the voiceless, and I'm so excited.
He's the Bring him voice back. Of the voiceless.
Bring him back, and also pay the man, Tony Khan. But yeah, very excited, regardless of whether or not MJF gets involved. Punk versus Martin Yen. Not even the main event of All Out in my booking either. Oh. Oh, that's for the tag titles for all the belts. Anyway, second question today comes from Mr. G, who says, "Morning, legendary King of the Mic."
Oh, here we go.
Look. Whoa! Oh, You missed this, haven't you? He writes, with WWE going Hollywood again, do you think this would be the time to finally induct Batista into the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Yeah? I love him.
Yeah, definitely.
I love him and his sensitive nipples. Oh, no, wait, that's the character.
He's kind of a glaring omission, isn't he, at the moment? But at the same time, he's also someone you probably want to hold on to. You don't want to, like, throw all your... You've got some enemies.
No, I know exactly where you're going with this, and I completely agree.
You don't want to throw all your...
eggs in a basket?
Chickens in a pickle? I don't know. You don't want to burn through too many headliners, is what I'm trying to say. And yes, this is a good, appropriate moment. He deserves it. I love him as well. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. All I was going to say is...
You're going to do some bollocks.
No, I just completely agree in the amount of times that they go, this year's Hall of Fame, Batista. And then they also go like, and here's three other like massive names. You're like, ooh, you're burning through those real quick.
Yeah.
In like 5 years, you're going to be like, Bron Breakker? I don't know. Like, just, it's really easy. You put Batista, the head of the class, or whatever they're called. What's the
headliner?
Top? Yeah, headliner. You put King Victoria in there. Why hasn't she gone in? And then you just chuck some, like, just blokes in there who are just, no offence.
Henry O. Godwin.
Aren't, like, multiple-time world champions, but we're a, you know, a, not to dismiss them too much, but a solid hand.
Yeah.
Like, it's the problem when they go, it's the NWO, and this, and this. And then you're like, right, but you do know you're going to have to keep doing this, don't you?
Forever.
Yeah.
Then now forever. Well,
it's going to be... it's going to be Batista and Ken. Kendo Stick.
Ken Dykstra.
I'm going to get a sign. Induct Kendo Stick into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, goodness me.
Eddie Zam, Harry, final question of the day. I thought this was very appropriate for you and for me because you've got a great beard and I have a moustache.
You've tried?
Yep. Eddie writes, Eddie Zam, Harry writes, who has the greatest moustache and beard in pro wrestling?
Oh, it's the Butcher. Like, it's the Butcher every single time. Like,
also the best pork chop in wrestling.
Best pork chop, best wagging a pork chop at
best
potential
walk?
Opponents.
Technique. Is that what you call it?
I can't do it on camera because the camera, but the thing on his knees, I've tried that in the office, it's really sore.
Yeah.
Very impressive leg power in that man. Like, he's had so many versions. He's had the mustache, he's had the chops blinking up with him, he's had the full beard. He just looks good every time. It's the Butcher.
There's many things I would change about myself if I had like a wishes from a genie, but the ability to grow facial hair and have fun with it is one I would love to have. Like, I have the can you describe a mustache or whatever I have in November? I have that, you know, it's for a good cause.
Yeah, it's a cheesy Watson,
but it's certainly something.
It's like a smashed up Cheeto.
Also, shout out to Sanger, who is twirling his mustache on NXT 2.0.
Literally
last night.
A mustache twirling villain.
Yeah, but let us know your picks in the comments because there is. It's quite the selection. Have we done a top 10? If we haven't, we should.
Yeah, we probably should. Me and Jules, one time, we're going to do a wrestler of what a list of what these 10 wrestlers would look like bald. So.
We could have retired off
we
the back
could
of
have,
that.
We could have. Maybe we will one day.
Campaign for it to happen. Let's do it. Comments.
You can make it happen.
All right, let's move on to today's. And finally, did you see this tweet from Taz? This popped me huge this morning. He was in the airport in the Delta Lounge, and a little kid comes up to him. Taz! ECW legend Taz for a photo. Do you know what he said to him? Dad, can I take a picture with Hook's dad?
Oh, that's nice.
That's
isn't
great,
it?
Isn't it?
That's nice. Different frames of reference, different generations, different ages. Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
Also, credit to a little kid. When I was this kid's age, no chance I'm going up to Taz.
Hell no.
I'm terrified
he's
of him.
He's a terrifying man.
Even now, terrified
you
of him.
Like, he's such a...
I've interviewed him. I think I even got him on Twitter.
Yeah.
Still... terrifies me that.
That's the thing, like, he's such a jolly guy, like, 90% of the time, but you wouldn't want to mess with him, would you? Also, shout
especially
out.
Especially not an airport.
No, oh, don't, no, like.
Don't go near him. Brave, leave him alone.
Brave boy.
Unless you're a nice child and you just want a photo with Hook's dad, that's fine.
Yeah. Shout out to Taz and his weight loss, by the way. 37 pounds. Good job. That's awesome.
That's the combined weight me, Andy, and Amble have put on whilst trying to do our weight loss challenge. So, hey, congratulations,
speak
Taz.
For yourself. Speak for yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've been to Florida, so that's cheating.
It's back, it's very
back
much back.
In a big way. Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts, we're going to review NXT a little bit later today. And look ahead to AEW Dynamite, Blood and Guts, a little bit later on today. Plus, you let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions and photos with Hook's dad on Twitter at What Culture. WWE. Watch there, follow both of us, follow Andy Murray at...
Follow me at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for, hey, if you go to a gig, wear earplugs. Not only does it make the music sound better because it cuts out all the hissy crap, save your ears. Don't get tinnitus. Tinnitus is bad. I've had it for 10 years. You don't want it.
Shout out to Nothing, who are very good.
No things. There you go.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.